This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live and in living color tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, including across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, as well as our 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing, where you're doing it, thanks so much for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook. Yes, I'm still on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And you can also go to Parler, and Parler is still up and running as far as I know. I checked it a few minutes ago, and it was still there. But I'm there as the Captain's America. I'm also on MeWe as Matt Bruce. I'm also on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, and joining us right now for our number one, we have the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two great words in our vocabulary, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, today is kind of like a day of reckoning in the Congress, the House of Representatives. By the way, the Senate is out of session until the 19th of January. I want to say that right now. The House of Representatives is going to first try to implement the 25th Amendment against President Donald Trump. If that doesn't work, then they have articles of impeachment drawn up to try to impeach the president for the second time. Now, make no mistake about it, folks, they have the votes in the House of Representatives to do it. It takes a simple majority. But the Senate has said they will not even consider doing this until January 19th. And, of course, Donald Trump officially leaves office January 20th at 12 noon. And for the morons that are out there going, well, on January the 21st, he'll still be the president. And then there was this other one. Oh, Donald Trump signed an insurrection act over the weekend. Generals to be arrested. What a bunch of crap.
Well, you know, Captain, what that does, it continues to feed really this a real false hope that there's something waiting in the wings, and there's nothing waiting in the wings at this point. This is
there will be nothing waiting in the wings because Joe Biden is going to be sworn in as the 46th president of the United States at 12:01. Noontime PM on the 20th of January, and there's nothing anybody can do about it. Not a damn thing.
Well, that's right. And so, and I've seen some of these posts and so forth on social media.
They're nuts.
Captain.
Nuts.
Yeah, exactly. And so what this does, and again, you know, it brings us back to what we've been talking about for a while now, and that is got to work on 2022. That is the next opportunity.
Well, no. Back up, stop, hold everything. We need to back, we need to back up, and right now we need to start thinking about the local elections that are coming up in November of 2021, and there may even be some coming up before then. But here's the deal. All elections have local, start locally and have national implications. You need to think nationally, but act locally. Because when it comes to election reform, it's done at either a local level and county level, or state level, or it's done specifically at a state level. And you need to understand, that we've got to get our houses in order in our states where they had the problems with the election laws. We need election reform. And the way we're going to get it is to start out locally and work our way up from the city to the town to the county to the states. We need to concentrate on that. That's how we get election reform.
Well, exactly right, Captain, and certainly, but again, you know, the idea is that something, there's some 11th hour thing happening is pure fantasy.
It's not happening.
Yeah.
And I wish, and for the sake of the country, I wish these people would just go away because they're crazy. It's not going to happen. It is absolutely, mark my words, write them down, not going to happen.
Well, exactly right. And, yep. And we're going to, you know, but I think, Captain, we're going to see a lot of people, you know, figuring out because they're going to see how Biden handles things. It's not going to be easy for Joe Biden. Nobody knows what the future holds and what challenges he may face. And that may tell a lot of the tale as to what kind of administration this will be.
Right. And we've heard from Steve in Thailand. We've heard from Wally. Wally, hope you feel better. And by the way, we also have someone else who's been very sick, a very loyal listener to the audience, Karen. And I want to say hello to Karen and thank her very much and hope she gets better quickly. And Wally is another one who's in the same boat. He's telling me that he hasn't been feeling very well. And Wally, keep your chin up and load yourself up with a bunch of B12 and C and D and E and anything else, and zinc, right?
Right, exactly. Zinc,
yeah,
is very important.
I know I left something out. Oh, vitamin, did I say D? I guess I said D. But anyway, I left something out of there. But load yourself up, Wally, and it's not, you can never take too much when you're trying to fight whatever it is you're trying to fight. So anyway, there you go. Now, we've got a caller on the line, but we're going to hit this hard break, and here it comes. And I'll be talking to the caller on the line. He'll be the first one up when we come back. And Kyle, I just want you to know one thing. America's not doomed or gloomed or finished. We still have a lot to do, and we ain't stopping to fight now.
Couldn't say it better myself, Captain.
All right, folks, I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And this program is all about we the people, we the people. If you want to do the doom and gloom thing, go somewhere else. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor has been helping me with the pain that I have and the swelling in my left ankle and leg for going on a little bit more than 5 years. And all I can tell you is it works for me. Now, it's got natural ingredients in it. It's 100% drug-free. And the ingredients turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 help to support the body's natural response to inflammation. And it lowers or eliminates pain and will go right straight to the source of the pain that you're having. Now, this also supports the healing process. And I can tell you that being 100% drug-free, it's not going to bother you with anything else that you're taking if you're taking some sort of medications. And it worked. And here's what happens, folks. Not only does it work for me to keep the swelling down out of my ankle and my foot 95% of the time, but when I bump my hand or bump my wrist or hit my elbow or maybe kick something or whatever, and it starts to hurt a little bit, and it looks like there's a little bit of swelling, which there has been in some cases, I take the Relief Factor as an extra preventative measure, and boom, the swelling's gone. It's that simple, and the pain goes away. So it works for me. Go to ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com/captain. There we go. That's my website. ReliefFactor.com/captain. And sign up for the 3-week quick start. It's $19.95. That's $19.95 for the 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com/captain. And we're back with Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right. We've got Mike from Clearwater on the line. Let me go over there. Good morning, Mr. Mike. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing good, Captain. Good morning, Kyle. A couple of things. The captain and I, Kyle, were having a friendly conversation, and we both sort of agreed that the president might be in some trouble because once he leaves office, he no longer has the immunity that a president has. And so the captain was saying, you know, these Democrats, they're definitely going to probably go after him and try to lock him up.
New York State is. There's already a couple of cases that have been sitting there in limbo from the New York State Attorney General and the New York City District Attorney, where they want to go after him for income tax evasion. And when he moved to Florida, they want to go after him for not paying taxes in general on what he had in New York State, which they said, well, just because you moved to Florida doesn't mean you don't have to pay the taxes. According to them, you do.
Yep. So, Kyle, first question is that really the case? Is he in kind of some legal trouble? And then the second case, you know, now we need Section 230 to be repealed more than ever, because now they're threatening to take Parler. Amazon has said, you know what, we're going to take it off our computer or server or whatever. So
they're going to take it off their method of getting it out there. But here's the thing. Parler.com is an individual website. People have to understand that. If you want to download the app for Parler, go to Parler. And by the way, Parler is still online.
So right, Captain. And I, you know what, I started up an account myself, actually. I'm over on Parler. But anyway, Kyle, isn't this a split? I mean, even the ACLU, which I consider to be one of the most liberal organizations out there, has said that this is wrong and that this is a slippery slope. So what do you think, Professor, on both of those questions? And thank you so much, as always.
All right. Thank you, Mike. Okay, go ahead, Kyle.
Well, yes, and I think what Mike was talking about there was the ACLU, I think, talking about the Twitter ban as well. So, I mean, I think that's encouraging that that they've even weighed in on it, even to that degree. But in terms of President Trump being prosecuted, I think, you know, there is the old adage, you can sue anybody for anything. I suppose they could try to prosecute him for just about anything.
Yep.
You, Captain, already mentioned a couple of those things that were already pending. But in this climate now, there will be, of course, calls for the Department of Justice to go after Donald Trump for inciting an insurrection and these kinds of things. And so I think they will go after him for stuff like that. But, of course, hopefully he'll get his day in court. So some of the prosecutions or some of these going after Trump will be obviously political. And then, of course, also you've got, again, a lot of people out there who will try to stoke all that. And I think that that goes against trying to unify the country. I thought President-elect Biden said we're supposed to be healing and turning the page and all that stuff, but it doesn't look like it so far.
Well, he can heal all he wants, and he can turn the page all he wants, but he's got a little problem. You know what it is?
What's that?
Nancy Pelosi, AOC, and the squad, because they're the ones that are pushing all this.
Well, of course, and they're pushing.
Oh, and Chucky Boy Schumer. See, you got to understand, and let me butt in here for a minute.
Sure.
You got to understand, folks, what they're trying to do. They're going to destroy, and believe me, they are going to destroy the legacy that Donald Trump had. Now, I'm going to mention what the legacy is here in a little while. But they're going to destroy, and they're going to successfully do it to about 50% of the country where Donald Trump wouldn't be able to run for dog catcher in the middle of Miami, Florida, if he gave him $1 million. That's how bad it's going to be. And that's my exaggeration of how bad it's going to be. But I'm not kidding you. And they want to do that. And they're going to do that. And they're going to keep the pressure on. So, therefore, that leads me to another question, which somebody asked me about. What do you think about pardoning?
Well, I think that, I think President Trump's going to pardon a lot more people right before he leaves office.
And might pardon his whole family.
Well, exactly, because he knows the onslaught that's coming. And
right.
As I said, a lot of it's going to just be politically motivated. This is for internal consumption of the Democrat Party officials and those people out there who just sort of made it their thing. Yeah.
And if he were to resign, I don't think he would resign unless he had an arrangement with the Vice President, Mike Pence, which I believe would happen, that Vice President Mike Pence, just before he walked out the door, would pardon President Donald Trump. I think that's something that would happen.
Well, exactly. Now, just real quick, and not the situations aren't exactly the same, obviously, but one of the reasons President Ford pardon Richard Nixon that Ford talked about years later, he said everything that he was doing had to do with Watergate as when he became president.
Mm-hmm.
So he pardoned Nixon in order to be able to even govern the country,
correct,
basically. And but what kind of world are we going to live in post-Trump,
right,
Captain, where all the government does is try,
right,
to go after Donald Trump?
All right. Well, let's hear what Todd has to say, because we're going to get 60 seconds with Todd, and we'll see if we agree with what he says. Go ahead, Mr. Todd.
Well, let's get down to business. Nobody agrees with me, but I agree with the only one who matters, Christ Jesus, who put Donald Trump in office. And Christ Jesus says Donald Trump won in a landslide, legally, morally, and ethically, and by our Constitution. Okay? That's who's the boss around here. That's who runs this country. It's the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and put Donald Trump against 17 Republicans, beat them, beat the Clinton machine, beat the media, beat everybody, and performed everything that he told the American people he was going to do. If you come against the Lord's anointed, it'd be better that you never been born, okay? Donald Trump won in a landslide and kept his promises to the American people. And you fake, phony Republicans like Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham and all that, that you know that that was Antifa and Black Lives. I've been to 9 Trump rallies. They're the nicest, kindest people in the world.
All right.
Don't try and tell me that was a...
Thank
was,
you.
A, I guarantee
thank
you Donald Trump is the greatest president.
Thank you. Okay. Well, what was the problem with what he just said there? Did you pick up on a couple of things?
What was that, you think?
Well, number one, constitutionally he won. No, he didn't. There was never a challenge to the Constitution made. That's part of the problem.
Well, right. A lot of these challenges never saw.
So therefore, to use the word, whoa, Constitution, no, didn't happen. Nobody challenged it. Didn't happen. So guess what? It's a non-talking point. It's an opinion. Not a talking point. Go ahead.
No, I think you're right. Part of this issue, again, is the idea that, yes, we've talked about the irregularities. None of that saw the light of day.
Yeah.
So the reality of the situation is we deal with this new reality that we have and work to make America better.
Now, let me throw something else out that's not true. Well, it was all Antifa that did this. No, it wasn't. There was a whole bunch of Trump supporters that got caught in the middle of this. I'll reference the guy that had Nancy Pelosi's podium, who lived in Parrish, Florida, who was an ardent Trump supporter.
Well, that's right. And that's why anybody who committed crimes that day of going into the Capitol or taking stuff out or stealing laptops, they all are going to be prosecuted.
Yeah, we need to mention that about the laptops. There's a rumor out there that they got a hold of Nancy Pelosi's laptop. Well, they might have and they might not have. We don't know. They're not telling us, nor would they, because they don't want them to know the prize they may or may not have. But here's the deal. Do you know anything about government laptop computers?
Well, I know, number one, they're probably encrypted, for one thing. Yeah.
The second they try to fire up that computer, it sends out like a signal to where they're at. They're going to get nailed.
I'm sure they will.
So guess what? Turn on the computers, boys. Have at them, because they're going to get themselves caught. All right. Hold on. Folks, I'll be right back. You know, you got to stop the innuendo and the nonsense. It's over. We have to move on. We've got to concentrate on 2021 and going locally with the local elections that are there and getting people in there that will go after changing where it needs to be, election reform. Hello.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
More than 8 million doses of coronavirus vaccine have been administered in the U.S., but many say that effort isn't moving fast enough. A former FDA commissioner says the current approach to getting shots into arms needs to be reset. Dr. Scott Gottlieb tells CBS's Face the Nation that the supply is there to reach most of the vulnerable population if an all-of-the-above distribution approach is taken.
Right now, there's 40 million doses sitting on a shelf somewhere. So the feds say it's with the states. The states say it's with the feds. It really doesn't matter to the patient who's not getting access to the injection. You have 40 million on the shelf. We have 50 million Americans above the age of 65. So we have supply to push it out to that population more aggressively. I think we need to take an all-of-the-above approach and push it out through different channels, including the big box stores, including federal sites that the Biden administration is talking about standing up. We need to try everything right now to create multiple distribution points.
This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends over at Geico. Geico Insurance. Geico.com. That's spelled G-E-I-C-O. I've been with them for 15 years, and they've been saving me money during those 15 years, and they continue to do so. And when I needed them for a claim, guess what? They were right there, did exactly what I said they said they were going to do. So here's what you do. You go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, and you can find out what the price quote would be for, say, the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, the motorcycle, the RV, the ATV, or the boat, and they'll also help you with your homeowners and renters insurance, too. Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. Check them out online, and you can do one of two things. You can get a quote right there at the website, or you can find out where your local agent is. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay, we've had a caller hanging on the line during the break. I'm going to go right to him right now. Good morning, caller. What's your name, and where are you calling me from?
My name's Scott. I'm calling from Clearwater.
Yes, sir.
Florida.
Yes, sir.
Like I said, those Capitol policemen all have sidearms, and they can use deadly force, and I think that's what they should have done. Once it started getting, out of hand, if you kill somebody, you know, most of those people are going to scatter. If they don't, you just keep on killing them, I guess. But I don't see Mr. Trump leaving the White House. Not on his own. And I think America is going to, because of this, America will start burning, cities will start burning around the country.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's there's a lot of truth to what you're saying, because remember, we've had people tell us that they're promising to come back to Washington just slightly before and during the inauguration, which is why all this big police presence is building up again.
Well, then they'll have to run into, Iraq veterans and Afghanistan veterans and the National Guard, probably, and they will kill you. You know, they will shoot you dead. And I know they're American citizens, but, I don't see good things happening in 2021 because of Mr. Trump.
Well, there's a strong possibility of that, but I want to thank you for your call because I want to move on to something different here, but thank you. Okay, I don't disagree with him, Kyle, but I don't agree with everything. Do you?
We certainly hope nobody...
No violence. Yeah, we got to stay away from the violence.
Yeah, obviously that is the first and foremost thing here, that does not occur. And then second of all, I think that President Trump will leave the White House. I think he will probably go to Florida, to Mar-a-Lago, one or 2 days maybe before the 20th. I just don't know. But I have a feeling he is not going to leave that day. I think he's just going to vacate before then.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen.
Now, I want to address what I talked about with getting the voter reform started here, because I've said it over and over again till I'm blue in the face. I said it every day last week. I said it every day the week before that. So we'll start out the week by saying it again, because apparently people aren't paying attention. Number one, we had a problem with the Dominion voting machines, didn't we?
Yes, very much so.
I believe that based on the performance of the Dominion voting machines, especially in the battleground states where the votes were called in question, they need to be banned. B-A-N-N-E-D, banned. That's number one.
Sure, absolutely.
Number two, we need voter ID in every state. And I mean voter ID with pictures.
Yes.
And also, while you got the voter ID with the picture, it has your signature on it. So for some reason, they have to verify your signature. It's already there. Now, that being said, mail-in ballots. I'm very familiar with mail-in ballots when I lived in upstate New York. And you had to have a signature that verified what you signed verbatim. Not just little bit, kind of, sort of, maybe, verbatim. If you had something to hook the wrong way and your signature went the other way, then guess what? You were given your vote was a provisional vote, and it might or might not be counted because they couldn't verify the signature. Does that make sense?
Yep, absolutely.
We have states where the signatures weren't even counted.
That's right. Or the machines were dialed down to where they didn't try to recognize the signatures either using the software. Exactly.
Right. And the other thing that we have to do is we have to vet the candidates that are running. And at the local level, we have to vet them in the following manner. A criminal and a credit background check. And then you know if you got somebody coming in there that you might not want to have there.
Well,
and I did say criminal, and I did say credit.
Exactly right. Because, Captain, again, folks get elected at local levels, they start making their way up through the ranks, and next thing you know, they're your governor or something, or they're your senator, or they're the ones making the decisions about the election rules.
And they started out like someone who will remain nameless a few counties north of us, who went from one political office to another political office and was worth basically the property of their house. And what happened was within 2 years, that person was worth about $1 million.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. So, that's what I'm saying. All right. Let's go back to the telephone. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Captain, this is Jim from Tampa.
Go for it.
I appreciate all the things that you just said need to be changed. But now that they haven't changed those and they've won this election and they dominate, they've got the House, the Senate, and the presidential, the presidency, why would they change any of this?
Because the feds have nothing to do with this. This starts at the state level. The election laws are at the state level, not the federal level.
Okay. I just don't see how we could possibly change it now that they've got everything.
Well, we did it before, Jim. You remember the Tea Party?
Yes, I do. But on the state level, we could have challenged all these electoral ballots. That didn't fly.
Guess what? Couldn't find a court to listen to it. Couldn't find a judge to listen to it. Couldn't get the state legislature to change it, right?
They've got the judiciary, too.
Yeah, but where did that all start at, Jim?
The
local level.
I think the Tea Party was when we had fair elections.
Yeah,
we don't have fair elections anymore.
Well, we're going to get them back. Watch and see. All right, thank you, Jim. Now, we're going to get our fair elections back because if we sit back and go, whoa, I don't know what we're going to do. No, that's not the way it's going to work. You pick yourself up. Get your big boy pants on, and there's going to be all types of different organizations that will be springing up, Tea Party related. As a matter of fact, Tea Party Americans is already up and alive and well. That's an old organization that at one time had 150,000 people in it, and I was their fearless leader and founder of that. We branched on into all 50 states with that, but it started in Florida. And that is back alive and well, again, as are other groups. And there's a movement afoot, Kyle, to create a political party, third party, that may or may not be the way to go, but I'm not sure what the name of it's going to be, although I've seen a couple things, but we'll see where that goes. And there's going to be a meeting, and I'll let everybody know when it is here in our area to talk about the starting of a political party here in Florida.
Yeah, and it's going to be pretty interesting to see how that develops.
Yep.
I would like to say, Captain, that, you know, American values and American ideals, mm-hmm. they haven't changed at all in terms of what we're talking about. And guess what? Pardon me. Socialism, that hasn't changed also. It's still something mm-hmm. they're trying to sell. None of the events that we're witnessing recently change any of this stuff.
No. And in the state of Florida, in which I'm living right now, we got it right with our election. Finally, we got it right because we had a governor. Hello, local level, state level. We had a governor. We had a lieutenant governor. We had various people that were elected to state office. Hello, local, state. Hello, county. We had people at the county level that moved up to the state level. And they got together. And one of the things the governor did was he removed the supervisor of elections in two of the counties that were the most corrupt counties in the state of Florida. And once he did that, and they cleaned house, and they got rid of all the old deadwood down there, and they revamped, and they did what needed to be done, they fixed the problem.
Exactly. Nobody.
So it can be done.
Well, that's right. And there's high confidence, very high confidence, in the election coming out of Florida this last go around. There's been no issues whatsoever. And so that is the model. That's, if we could feel that confident about all the different swing states, for example, we might be living in a different universe right now with stuff.
Okay, let me mention something here before we have to go to break real quick. Steve says a good indication President Trump is going to leave the White House would be if he and his family are packing and or moving out their personal stuff now. January 20th is only 10 days away, and it won't happen overnight. Does anyone know if this is happening? Well, we don't know yet, and we have no way of knowing until somebody tells us, right?
That's right.
All right, hold the fort. All right, folks, we'll be right back, and we'll have our first Truckers Highway and Byway report. We do have some weather, winter weather, coming across the south. We'll tell you about it. It's a snowstorm, an ice storm, sleet storm, and even some bad weather in the mix.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And thank you very much. And this is the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Remember, pull into there with your rig, and you'll get yourself a free hot cup of coffee. All you gotta do is tell them you were listening to me talk about them. And if you become a member of the Drivers Club, you'll be able to get points for the fuel you buy, the food you buy inside, and anything you buy in the trucker store, too. So keep that in mind, Pilot and Flying J. And here's how we're starting the Truckers Highway and Byway Report off.
Barracuda.
Alrighty, that's Barracuda, and that's Heart. And Kyle, who is that lead singer?
Well, that's Ann Wilson.
Yeah. Right
there. Yeah.
Yeah, and she's back again. She hasn't gone anywhere. She's back again in the scheme of things. Alrighty. Well, we're going to take a look at the weather, and folks, I'm going to read the weather statement, and then I'm going to turn it over to Kyle. But accumulating snow will continue in the lower Mississippi Valley into midday today. Now, there's also some freezing rain, some sleet associated with this. There may be some severe thunderstorms as well, and possibly the chance for some tornadoes. Now, a plume of deep Pacific moisture will impact the Pacific Northwest into midweek, causing multiple rounds of heavy rain along the coast and in lower elevations at high elevation snow. Now, the rain may result in flooding, especially in and around the recent burn scar areas, in as debris flows and mudslides will be possible. Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, we're going to start up in the Pacific Northwest tonight up near Seattle, as you're talking about on the satellite. We have a lot of cloud cover. We're going to have rain in Seattle on Monday through about Wednesday. Same can be said, really, for Portland, Oregon as well. We do have a winter storm watch, and this is if you're coming across I-90 just outside of Seattle, just as you approach Bellevue there. Down near Portland, we have a dense fog advisory. This is going to be in the Salem area, just south of Portland, and then also along I-84, this out in the Pendleton area, another dense fog advisory. So be very careful if you're coming across I-84. High wind watch, this is going to be in the Lakeview area and north of the California border into southern Oregon. This along California, on the Highway 395, it's in Oregon. And then down in California, back to California, dense fog advisory. This is going to be well north of Sacramento. This is going to go up towards Chico and Orland, and it's going to extend as far south as a little bit farther south as Bakersfield. So that's going to be California 99, of course, also Interstate 5. Now, get this. We've got a coastal flood advisory. This is going to be in the Richmond and Santa Rosa area along Highway 101. They've got the king tides hitting with an unusually big tide. And they expect there may be some coastal flooding, erosion, maybe even some road closures, Captain, going on in there. Then we have a wind advisory down in the Oxnard, Ventura, Los Angeles, and Long Beach areas, extending a little bit down the coast as well. And then over, way over in Wyoming, north of Cheyenne, this along I-25, we've got a high wind warning. This is going to be in the Wheatland area, so be careful, especially in those high winds. And to round it out, up in Idaho, at 4th of July Pass, they're reporting icy patches. It looks like wind gusts are only about 9 miles an hour or so, but watch out for that ice on the road that's there.
Right. Well, let's get down south here, because we'll start with southeastern New Mexico, Ruidoso, and on over into Roswell and over into west Texas, west central Texas, over towards Midland. You've got some winter driving conditions left over from the rain and the freezing rain and the snow that they had over the weekend. That also continues down in Pecos and Vegas. It goes across over towards San Antonio, where there's some slippery areas tonight. But in the Dallas Metroplex, the snow and the sleet and the freezing rain will be ending. However, it's over in Louisiana. It's over in Mississippi. It's working its way into Georgia. And if you're along I-20 tonight, going east across eastern Texas, eastern all the way across into Mississippi, central Mississippi, and the western part of Georgia, you're going to have a winter storm warning all the way and winter weather advisory up in front of it into Alabama, which will continue over into Georgia. Now, that weather comes all the way down to about 40 or 50 miles north of I-10 and about 20 miles north of I-12 over in the western part of Louisiana, so you're kind of close to what's going on. Now, Ruskin, Texas, almost all the way down to the northern suburbs of it, of Houston tonight, coming on down out of, if you're coming out of Texarkana, coming down south out of that route, headed down towards Houston, you're going to have a lot of interesting arresting travel because of the road conditions there. And there is gale force winds along the Gulf from the southern part of the Gulf down on the Mexican border all the way around towards New Orleans tonight. And be advised the winds there will be gusting 25, 35 miles an hour. And then you've got wind advisory over towards just about to Tallahassee with winds 15 to 25 miles an hour coming in off the Gulf of Mexico. Now, it's nothing, you know, when we get snow in the south, Kyle, it's an adventure. You know that, right?
Oh, very much, yes.
And I've seen them on I-20 close the bridges coming across the Mississippi River because of either snow or ice or both. And they haven't said they're closing them yet, but guys and gals, you need to understand that along that Mississippi and Louisiana line, as well as the southern part of Arkansas, you might get a surprise or two. So pay attention to the weather radio and pay attention to everything else that's going on down there.
Absolutely, yes.
All right, well, let's talk for a second about the pilot and the Flying J truck stop. Again, you pull in there, you tell them you've been listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. You'll get yourself a nice, free, hot cup of coffee. And, again, join the Drivers Club. And if you got a motorhome, an RV, you can also do that. And let's see. I got Leo chiming in here. That's a lot of what we're hearing there in the background is Leo. Leo, I didn't get your message about working on the local 2021 elections with the Cubans. But, again, we need to understand that if you want to do anything to change voter reform, it starts at the local level. This is a good test for you. And the people have no idea, and thank you, Cynthia, for your comments, people have no idea the power that the people at the local level do. Nothing gets done. These people want to move up the ladder and become politicians, right up the line, Kyle. And again, feel free to jump in, tell me I'm wrong. These people, most of them want to move up the line. They don't just want to sit there as a county legislator or a town councilman, a city councilman. They've got aspirations to do other things because they get in there and they see all of this. Well, let's see. Should we call it gratuities that they get offered?
Should we
use it that way?
Yeah.
And the further up the ladder you go, the more you get.
Well, right. And of course, obviously, the focus on the news programs is usually national issues or national races. But it's that local level. And so it's incumbent upon the citizenry to just get excited and get interested in who are your city council people? Who's your mayor? Who's your state representative?
Yep.
That's a big one.
And that's exactly what we did when the Tea Parties back in 2008 and 9 and 10. That's exactly what we did. We got the people involved at the local level. It then rose to the state level and then rose to the federal level because if you remember right, we were the ones that put the big spike in everything that was going on. We stopped with the because we knew how to play politics, okay? It's not about just getting out there waving a bunch of flags. You've got to make phone calls. You've got to conduct yourself professionally and go and talk to these politicians face-to-face. And guess what? You'd be surprised what you might be able to accomplish. I know. We did it. All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.